Native Americans in Montana have reliably voted for Democrats for decades, helping John Tester win three terms in the U.S. Senate. Republican newcomer Tim Sheehy is recently polling slightly ahead of Tester, but is facing scrutiny from tribal leaders after comments he is said to have made at a couple of private fundraisers were leaked to the media. Here's one about a trip to the Crow Reservation for a cattle branding event.
Great way to bond with all the Indians to be out there while they're drunk at 8 a.m. and you're roping together.
Sheehy is said to have made the comments last November. In August, the Sharkoosta News, a publication of the Flathead Indian Reservation, posted the audio online. The source of the audio has not identified themselves. Sheehy's campaign has not disputed the authenticity of the recording. Tribal leaders recently held a press conference to discuss the comments.
We promote love, unity, respect. We're not drunks. We're a lot more things than what he said.
Bryce Kirk, who is Assiniboine Sioux, is chairman of the Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council, which represents 12 tribal nations in three states.
My message to Tim Sheehy is to apologize, is to say I'm sorry. For once, let your pride aside and sit there and say, I'm sorry for the remarks that I made. I'm sorry for what I said.
So far, the Sheehy campaign has not responded publicly to tribal leaders. Soon after the audio was leaked, a campaign spokesperson told the Associated Press, quote, what folks are insinuating about him, that's just not who he is, end quote. Sylvan covers up a member of the Crow tribe, says Native people are willing to give Sheehy a chance.
He's probably a swell guy. You know, he's a veteran. I respect him for that.
But covers up says the leaked comments are not good for the candidate.
And they talk about it at different powwows now, and so it's making a mark.
Indigenous people make up about 7% of Montana's population, a significant voting bloc in a race that's expected to be decided by a very slim margin. I'm Jackie Coffin in Billings.